peace and quiet are just blocks from noisy hospital construction. Bricks which were recycled from the expansion at Aurora Healthcare were used to make a labyrinth in nearby green space. Used for centuries, there's been a resurgence of the spiritual tool in the last 10 years. It's here at this special circle that people like June Peters come to find solace. She lives in the South Milwaukee neighborhood where the labyrinth is located.
Starting out, it takes you time to get online or to just to be at ease with it, but by the time you're done, it's pretty calming and soothing.
One of the original uses of the labyrinth was by the Christians in the 12th century. Instead of making a dangerous pilgrimage to the Holy Land, they moved across a circular stone path meant to represent such a trip. Now, as then, walking a labyrinth is meant to symbolize life's journey.
And I started out here thinking about the past and growing up and how things were difficult and times and trials and in my life. And I'm just reflecting. I stop once in a while and reflect on those things, and some of them are tear-jerking.
Peters had often used an indoor labyrinth at her church, but found it hard to meditate and prefers the more natural outdoor setting.
I like to take off my shoes, but I think that would make a big difference, too, is to feel the grass, and I eventually like to try that, too, because the grass is soft enough to do that.
We're told walking's good for our health, but this kind of stroll is less exertion than spiritual workout. And even those whose job centers on faith may find initial acceptance difficult. However, Reverend George Richter of Grace Lutheran soon started believing in the healing powers of labyrinths once he walked one. He later established one for his church.
I thought, what could walking around in circles do for you? But I had an opportunity 3 years ago to walk in a labyrinth. And I thought, well, don't knock it until you try it. And so it was an important moment in my life, and I went on the labyrinth, and I was amazed how helpful it was.
What some refer to as a healing garden is an orderly but unremarkable pattern of bricks embedded in grass behind Grace Lutheran Church. Neighbor Louis Switalski was trimming his own neatly kept lawn when approached for his opinion of the somewhat overgrown labyrinth nearby.
I think it's great, except that when the grass grows, you can't see it. I've had many people asking me what that is. You know, even reading the sign, they don't know what it is.
There's not only confusion about the meditative tool itself, but how to use it. It's not a maze. There are no dead ends. Rather, a series of loops and curves with one entrance and one exit. Reverend Marcia Marino directs pastoral care at Aurora Healthcare near the labyrinth. She urges patients to use it.
There's not a right way or a wrong way to use a labyrinth. It's really up to each individual. You can see watching the people move through the labyrinth right now that there are some people who are stopping and praying, others who are walking slowly. I've seen people kneel in labyrinths. I've seen people actually down on their hands and knees crawling through a labyrinth because that is what they felt their spirit drawn to on that particular day.
But motorists speeding by on busy Oklahoma Avenue may be more symbolic of the path most take when it comes to nurturing their spiritual side. Intent on a road which leads to a particular destination quickly, Reverend Marino says we may fail to realize the importance of sometimes slowing down.
Being inside a labyrinth is a good reminder of the need to quiet our spirits.
The Labyrinth Society says there are more than 3,000 in the United States, many of which were built in the last year. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.